Much of the Bible is prophetic in nature, and much of that prophecy is yet future. God put it there for a reason, of course, and that reason is that we would look into it to understand what He's doing. But I think we would all have to admit that we don't have a comprehensive understanding of Bible prophecy. I know that I certainly don't. I've been looking into it for a number of years, and there's many things that I still don't understand. Of course, certain things are crystal clear, that Jesus is coming back to reign, that He's coming back in great power and glory, that every eye will see Him. Those kinds of things we can be certain about. Other things are not quite as black and white regarding the timing of certain things and so forth. But there's one aspect of the timing of certain key events that's become clear to me, and I'd like to share that with you because I think it might help you understand what's going to happen soon. This is based in the book of Ezekiel. Now, most of us understand that chapters 38 and 39 describe a battle which is called the Battle of Gog and Magog, which is a coalition of nations in the end times that will come against Israel. That much of it seems to be quite clear to us. In fact, in chapter 38, the circumstances regarding this battle are given in some detail. Now, there's a difference of opinion about exactly when this happens, but it's quite clear that it happens in conjunction with the coming of Jesus, either as He comes back or immediately before He comes back, somewhere in that time frame. There are some very interesting details in chapter 38 that give us some clues about other things that may happen prior to that. So let's take a look at that chapter. Now, we're not going to take an in-depth examination of chapters 38 and 39. Many other resources have done that already. Many other ministries have done that. I'd like to single out a few important details. First of all, chapter 38 is a war against Israel. It's very specific regarding who the participants are going to be in this battle. Now, we won't go into detail, but basically there's some European nations, there's some Asian nations, there are some African, Northern African nations involved. But what is very interesting is there are no Arab nations. No Arab nations are involved in this coalition. Now, this is a battle to destroy Israel. If you think of the world situation today and the animosity that exists toward Israel, the entire Arab world wants to destroy Israel. But in this future coalition of nations that are coming against Israel, there is not a single Arab nation involved, which is very interesting. That leads me to conclude that something has happened prior to this that has neutralized the immediate neighbors of Israel, the Arab nations, so that they are not a factor, so that they do not join this coalition, they do not contribute in the effort to destroy Israel. In this coalition, there is no Egypt, there is no Assyria, there is no Jordan, there is no Lebanon, there is no Iraq, there is no Saudi Arabia. And I believe that I can prove from another prophecy in the book of Ezekiel that these immediate neighbors of Israel have already been dealt with prior to chapter 38. But let's hold on to that for a moment while we establish some other details from chapter 38. Now, verse 8 is the key, I believe, to understanding the scenario. After many days you will be called to arms. God is speaking to the Gog coalition that's coming against Israel. After many days you will be called to arms. In future years you will invade a land that has recovered from war, whose people were gathered from the many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They had been brought out from the nations, and now all of them live in safety. So this is the situation that exists in Israel at the time of this battle, which we presume is comprised primarily of Muslim nations coming against Israel, but no Arab nations. There's a key phrase in verse 8 that tells us exactly what is going to happen, and this is in conjunction with chapters 35 and 36. Saying this coalition of nations will be gathered to invade a land whose people were gathered from the many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. Now, you may think that this is referring to the gathering of Israel, the people of the Jewish people, back to their land, which is true. However, when it says the mountains of Israel, this is a very specific phrase. This isn't just talking about the entire nation of Israel. It's talking about the mountains of Israel, which corresponds to the West Bank. And we can see this from a topographic map, and we can also see it from Ezekiel 36, which describes the conflict over this land, which is taking place right now. Therefore, as the conflict over the mountains of Israel, the West Bank, where the world wants to create a Palestinian state, as that is described in chapter 36, both the conflict and the resolution being that Israel will gain total possession of that land, the ancient homeland, the heartland of Israel, where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sojourned, the nation of Israel will gain control of that land. Now, according to verse 8 here in Ezekiel 38, the people from around the world, the Jewish people gathered back to their lands, were gathered to the mountains of Israel, meaning that the mountains of Israel, what the world calls the West Bank, was more accurately Judea and Samaria, by the time Ezekiel 38 happens, will have already been repopulated by the Jewish people. This is very, very important to understand. And we can verify this conclusively from chapter 36. The other situation is that it describes in verse 8 of Ezekiel 38, it says, they had been brought out from the nations, and now all of them live in safety. Now, of course, the Jewish people in Israel today do not live in safety. They are under constant threat of terrorist attack. And it says, all of them live in safety. Now, this is another very key phrase here, because this takes us back to another prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 28. Okay, so remember, there's two key phrases here, that the people have been gathered back to the mountains of Israel, and that they live in safety. This is the situation that happens when the coalition of presumably Muslim nations attacks Israel, but with no Arab nations. So go back to Ezekiel chapter 28. Verse 24 says, no longer will the people of Israel have malicious neighbors who are painful briars and sharp thorns. Then they will know that I am the sovereign Lord. Israel now has malicious neighbors, all the Arab nations around them, that want to destroy them. Verse 25, this is what the sovereign Lord says. When I gather the people of Israel from the nations where they have been scattered, I will show myself holy among them in the sight of the nations. Then they will live in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live there in safety and will build houses and plant vineyards. They will live in safety when I inflict punishment on all their neighbors who malign them. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God. So it's very important that we look at carefully at the details here. Israel gathered back to their country, to their land. God says in verse 25, when I gather them back from where they've been scattered, they will live in their land, and they will live in safety when I inflict punishment on all their neighbors who malign them. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God. So Israel gathered back to the land, which has happened today, it's continuing to happen. They have malicious neighbors who malign them. But God says he's going to inflict punishment on their neighbors, all those Arab countries. In verse 24, it says, no longer will the people of Israel have malicious neighbors. So something is going to happen where God inflicts punishment on all the malicious neighbors who are painful briars and sharp thorns. When that happens, they will live in safety. It's the exact same phrase that's used later in Ezekiel 38. Okay, so we have to understand this very clearly, that before Ezekiel 38 can happen, Israel has to live in safety. They will live in safety, according to this verse in Ezekiel 28, when God inflicts punishment on their neighbors, on the Arab nations who want to destroy them. This happens before Ezekiel 38. And Ezekiel 38 indicates that there's a period of time between the two events. Because Ezekiel 38 says that the nation of Israel has recovered from war, presumably this war where God is going to inflict punishment on all of their malicious neighbors. Now remember that the other key phrase that we looked at in Ezekiel 38 was that the people will be living in the mountains of Israel, the West Bank, Judea and Samaria. Now Ezekiel chapter 36 describes the conflict over that particular spot of land, a conflict that is still in motion today. And it describes what's going to happen, it describes the outcome, that God is going to fully recover that land for Israel, and that will be inhabited with multitudes of people, of Jewish people who are coming back from all over the world. Now this part of it is not fulfilled yet, because Israel still is in conflict with that land, and they're not living in safety, and God has not yet inflicted punishment on their malicious neighbors. But Ezekiel 36 and the previous chapter, Ezekiel 35, describe that conflict with what is called Edom, the party that wants to destroy Israel and take that land. And after that conflict is resolved, then Israel will fully possess that land and they will repopulate it. I'd encourage you to read all of Ezekiel 36, but I'll just focus in on a few things here. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I swear with uplifted hand that the nations around you will also suffer scorn. But you, O mountains of Israel, will produce branches and fruit for my people Israel, for they will soon come home. I am concerned for you and will look upon you with favor. You will be plowed and sown, and I will multiply the number of people upon you, even the whole house of Israel. The towns will be inhabited and the ruins rebuilt. I will increase the number of men and animals upon you, and they will be fruitful and become numerous. I will settle people on you as in the past, and I will make you prosper more than before. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will cause people, my people Israel, to walk upon you. They will possess you. So it's very clear here what's happening in that area that we call the West Bank, where the world wants to create a Palestinian state, that God has something very different in mind, that he is going to resolve the conflict, that he's going to give Israel full possession of that land, and that has to happen before Ezekiel 38, because Ezekiel 38, as we looked at before, says that Israel will possess that area, the mountains of Israel, the West Bank, and it will have already been repopulated with people who have come back. Presumably, the majority of the Jews around the world, there's other prophecies we won't get into right now, but the majority of Jews around the world are also going to return to Israel. There's going to be very few Jews left anywhere in the world, and they will be repopulating the West Bank, which will then be fully integrated and annexed as a part of Israel. There will be no more talk of a Palestinian state. All of this has to happen, according to the Bible, before Ezekiel 38, before the Battle of Gog and Magog.